Today, President Barack Obama spoke at the White House after meeting for more than an hour with Senate Democrats about health care reform. Obama says there are still disagreements that have to be ironed out, but we're on the precipice of a breakthrough.
There are still some differences that have to be worked on. This was not a roll call. This was a broad-based discussion about how we move forward. But whatever differences remain, there is broad consensus around reforms that will finally, number one, protect every American from the worst practices in the health insurance industry. No longer will these companies be able to deny you coverage if you have a pre-existing illness or condition. No longer will they be able to drop you from coverage when you get sick. No longer will you have to pay unlimited amounts out of your own pocket for the treatments that you need. We are all in agreement on those reforms.
Obama says despite claims to the contrary, the reform bill will not add to the deficit.
We agree on reforms that will finally reduce the costs of health care. Families will save on their premiums. Businesses that will see their costs rise if we do nothing will save money now and in the future. This plan will strengthen Medicare and extend the life of that program. And because it gets rid of the waste and inefficiencies in our health care system, this will be the largest deficit reduction plan in over a decade.
Obama says he told the gathering of senators that the Democratic Party cannot let its differences over portions of the bill destroy attempts to reform health care. Obama warned there will be consequences if the bill doesn't pass.
If we don't get this done, your premiums are guaranteed to go up. If this does not get done, more employers are going to drop coverage because they can't afford it. If this does not get done, it is guaranteed that Medicare and Medicaid will blow a hole through our budget. Those things are guaranteed. That's the status quo. That is the trajectory that we are currently on. I don't intend to have that happen. And I believe that the Senate doesn't intend to have that happen. And I think any fair reading of this bill will indicate that all the criteria that I laid out when I met before a joint session have now been met. It is deficit neutral. It bends the cost curve. It covers 30 million Americans who don't have health insurance. And it has extraordinary insurance reforms in there that make sure that we're preventing abuse.